Then we go to agenda point number six, insurance acquisition cash flows when using fair value transition. And I don't expect a lot of.
So looking now at agenda paper six, the topic of agenda paper six is to do with fair value transition. And the question is whether when you're applying the fair value transition to IFRS 17, insurance acquisition cash flows that occurred prior to the transition date are going to be presented as revenue and expenses on the income statement after transition. So in the analysis to this paper, we have considered the requirements to present the insurance acquisition cash flows as revenue and expenses in the context of also looking at the requirements to include the insurance acquisition cash flows in the measurement of the group of insurance contracts. The analysis observes that insurance acquisition cash flows cannot be presented as revenue and expenses if they're not included in the measurement of the group of insurance contracts. When applying the fair value transition approach, the measurement of the group of insurance contracts at the transition date includes future expected cash flows only and doesn't consider the past cash flows. And that's because the fair value transition approach is intended to provide companies with a fresh start to transition. This means that the insurance acquisition cash flows that are included in the measurement of a group of insurance contracts at the transition date and so also presented as revenue and expenses subsequently, are only those that are expected to occur after the transition date. Insurance acquisition cash flows that occurred prior to transition are not recognised on the balance sheet, nor are they recognised on the income statement. One more thing I just wanted to point out here was that companies may be applying the value transition approach, even if it would be practicable for them to identify and measure the specific insurance acquisition cash flows that occurred prior to transition. And so the analysis that's set out in this paper applies for all cases when the fair value transition approach is taken. So after that introduction, I'd just like to ask the TRG members for your views on that accounting analysis.
Any views? Richard?
We agree with the recommendation. We believe B1 is sensible, because it's practical, not practical to go back beyond the transition date.
Okay, Felicity?
We also agree with the view. We note, though, that that for modify, in the case of modified retrospective, the acquisition expenses that would have been incurred would seem to be something for which a reasonable modification might have been allowed. Like, that is a piece of information that is perhaps unlikely to be available. Like, we were just looking at this, at the specific modifications in the modified retrospective approach seem to be modifications for pieces of information that are more unlikely to be available than others, and we might have thought that the initial acquisition expenses would have been one of those pieces of information. So I guess the observation was made that this might be something for which we don't have reasonable and supportable information to allow us to do the modified retrospective approach, so it might reduce the ability to use it.
I think that, although obviously it's separate, looking at the modified retrospective approach, without having just looked at it in detail, the insurance acquisition cash flows would fall within the scope of potentially being part of that modification that there is under the modified retrospective to take your fulfillment cash flows at the transition date and work backwards. So I think they are sort of encompassed in one of the modifications.
Okay, thank you.
I just have a question. The measurement applies not only for fair value on transition, but also on fair value after business combination. Would be the same, wouldn't it be? After business combination, the same logic would be applied. So this is not narrowed only for transition. This should also apply for a business combination. But after business, I noticed that we have in paper 7 that you referenced to business combination, but this measurement also applies after business combination. So I would not narrow it down only to transition, but would say always when you do fair value measurement at initial recognition, you only look to future cash flows.
It might be logical, but I think that in the specific paper, we address the transition requirements, and the fair value here is used as, you know, a providing a fresh start when you do transition. We didn't look through business combination accounting, but yeah, fair value is used there. So, but the discussion and the scope was looking at what fair value is for transition.
Separately. I think we can look at the word separately.
I also agree with the conclusions.
Thank you.
Me too.
Me too. I too.
More.